I heard about it through the Rotary Club. Rotary International actually did a simulation of the UN in Romania about 2 months ago. And so I'm involved with the student club of Rotary at my school. And so through those connections, I was able to know about the simulation, MUN. So I came here to learn more about how it's done and hoping that I go back and organize one for my school.
When you say go back, you mean go back to Zambia?
No, from here I'm flying back to Hawaii because I'm still in school. I graduate next year, December. So we've never had actually an MUN at our school. So this is why I came here, so that I can learn how the process is organized and hopefully take that back with me to Hawaii.
Now, tell me, what are some of the things that we have learned in this workshop that are going to help you to better understand how the UN works?
Well, it's been a lot of information, actually, but it's been a very good learning experience. I've learned so much about the rules and procedures with regards to the United Nations and how they conduct their sessions, how the General Assembly works, and how the Security Council works, and all those things. And so just the basics, actually, I've been able to grasp much. So I know about the basics and how to organize that, put it together.
Back home in Zambia, before going to Hawaii, were you aware of the activities of the United Nations? Were you interested at all in the activities of the United Nations?
Yes, I was. Actually, Zambia used to be a British colony, if you know, before 1964. And so everything that we do, it's more British related. Even our education system is British. So you learn about the United Nations as early as fifth grade and fourth grade, how the basic operation of the United Nations, why it exists and why we have it. And so, yeah, back home, I had a chance to listen to some of the proceedings in the General Assembly. And so I followed the United Nations proceedings at times.
What role, as a young person, do you think the United Nations is playing around the world?
One of the specific roles that I'm aware of is, actually I've been aware of since growing up, is the peacekeeping missions. For example, in the Congo, DRC, which is north of Zambia, one of our neighboring countries, there has been civil wars going on there for a long time. And so oftentimes the United Nations has involved the peacekeeping mission troops to come over there. And so I've been aware of the United Nations peacekeeping mission since as early as I was 12, I think, if I can remember very well. But recently also, I know about the work that they have been doing in Mali in terms of peacekeeping and also development aid that comes to Africa. So I think my knowledge is extensive when it comes to the United Nations and how it's been helpful to Africa.
Are you planning to go back to Zambia when you complete your studies in Hawaii?
Definitely. I'm hoping to finish my bachelor's next year and then hopefully go for a master's. But right after that, I'm going to go back home. And I actually want to pursue a career in politics back home. And so there's no way else where I can go and pursue a career. So I want to run for parliament one day. I want to be a politician in my country, and so I look forward to that.
And what role do you think you'll play as a politician? Why is it so important to become a politician?
Well, first of all, in relation to what I have learned in the United Nations, hopefully if I make it in politics, if I become a cabinet minister, I'll have a chance maybe to come and address the General Assembly. You never know if I'm a foreign affairs minister. But from the knowledge that I have obtained attending this workshop and just going through the United Nations, I think that it will really help me to see the world as it is right now. The United Nations brings in a perspective of us living in a global village where we all coexist, we all help each other as different nations. And I think that's critical for a politician, because you make decisions not only affect your country, but affects the region. For example, Zambia is part of the SADC, Southern Africa Development Region. We are part of the AU, the African Union. And so some of the decisions that you make, if you're a politician or if you become a head of state, definitely affects the region, and that has a role to play with the United Nations.